Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. This week and next week are preparations for two big feasts. One is the Ascension and then the great feast of Pentecost. And as I've been saying all of Lent and even here as we've begun the Easter season, so to speak, please clear your heart of all sin because God has so much to give you of himself. He has so much of his heart to give you, so much of his life to share with you. But we have to get sin out of the way because the goodness of God can't coexist with sin. He will forgive it. All we have to do is bring it to him and admit it and be honest. And then the grace of God will flood your life. And there's so much grace, both in Lent, in the incredible celebration of Easter, and then the Ascension, and then Pentecost. This is such a time where God pours himself out upon us. And he longs for us to say, Lord, I didn't see before. I didn't understand fully before what you have for me. I long for it. I want to receive it. Help me to believe. Help me to believe and to give my life to you. Help me to turn away from sin. And that's a process, brothers and sisters. Sometimes God, in his grace, you say, I will never commit that sin again. And you actually don't. That's incredible. But oftentimes we don't want to commit a sin again, but we do. Don't ever be discouraged about that. God will always forgive every time you come to him, every time, as long as you sincerely are repenting. Let's take a look now at the readings for today. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 to 15. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river where we thought there would be a place of prayer, a place to pray. These are the first ones going out to bring the good news that they had experienced. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. She listened, and the Lord opened her heart. So see, this is more than just hearing the words. She listened. She paid attention to what Paul was saying. And she listened with full attentiveness. And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. And after she and her household had been baptized, look at that. They hear the gospel for the first time and they say, we want this. This is the truth. And they all want to be baptized. What a joy that must have been for those first disciples. And after she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. They were itinerant. They went on their way and looked to the goodness of others to help them because they were bringing the power of the good news. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. She wanted to serve them because of what they had given her, what they were the means by which she drew near to the Lord himself. Brothers and sisters, that could be going on right now in your neighborhood, in your city. The form it takes prayer, takes discernment. When you have an opportunity, not ever forcing it on someone, but when you have the opportunity to share God's goodness with you, how God has been good to you, when you have the opportunity to share it with others, check it out with a friend or two and say, would this be a good time for me to share my own experience? You don't know what lives you may touch. You don't know what hope you may impart, even if you get no sign of it at the beginning. Psalm 149, the Lord takes delight in his people, and he does. He takes delight when he sees us stepping out, even if our heart is pounding, because we're impelled by love. That's what I'm impelled by. That's what you are impelled by. It's by love. It's not by anything else. Not by all the human motives. It's none of that. It's knowing how loved you are by God, and you want every person, your friends and your enemies, to know the truth. In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 26, to chapter 16, verse 4, Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogue. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me." God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if you talk about your Heavenly Father, you talk about your brother, your Savior, if you talk about their Holy Spirit who dwells within me, when it becomes personal, people open their eyes and they open their hearts. Because underneath all the bravado, underneath all the anger, underneath all the terror, is a heart that needs to be loved unless it has already given it to Satan. But barring that, even that, God's love is always there if we accept it. If we accept it. Do you know how much God loves you? You can't. None of us can answer that question of how much God loves us, because we have no parameters for the infinite, and we're not infinite, we're finite. So we can guess, we can think about it, we can ponder it. God is infinite. God wants to give us a share in his life forever. There is suffering in this life, suffering to be born. But if you bear it with Christ, and in Christ and for Christ, it will have an incredible reward. I've seen so many people who suffer so much in this life, either mentally, emotionally, but also physically. I've seen how handicapped. I've seen how hard life must be every day. People who can't move without help. Brothers and sisters, if they're offering their suffering to the Lord, they're winning grace in this certain way. They're winning grace for you and me. They're praying for the world. Praying for the world. I remember talking to one man who had lost the power of speech. He was almost completely paralyzed and was so for years. And I said to him, because his mind was intact, and I just said to him, "Are you praying? Are you? And could you pray for me?" His eyes just lit up. He couldn't say anything to me, but his eyes lit up. And I knew that here was one who was praying for the world, who offering his suffering for the world. And I thought, he is doing more on this bed than I'm doing for the salvation of others. Don't ever think that any disability or responsibility that keeps you very, very close to home, and it feels like drudgery some days, just day in and day out, whatever the circumstances are that in a certain way confine you, that you're not free to do what you want when you want it, either because of your own disabilities or because of those around you. Brothers and sisters, you're being called to offer your suffering for the salvation of the world. The mystery of suffering, the apostolate of suffering. If you offer your suffering daily for the salvation of the world, and if there are particular people that you know you should pray for, offer it for them, day in and day out. Offer whatever is the cross you're carrying, the obstacle. you're doing enormous good for the whole church. And you're doing an infinite good when the day comes that we all stand before the throne of God together. And we see what everyone around us has done for us in our lives that we never could have guessed. We never had an idea. Or perhaps all the people we didn't even know, who in some measure included us in their prayer with their particular intentions, included us, and we had no idea. Brothers and sisters, heaven is going to be one incredible surprise, one after another, forever. Let's be part of it. Let's be part of that preparation now by offering our suffering, our difficulties, by loving those who hurt us, by forgiveness, by kindness, by mercy. Sometimes by telling the truth, and it's hard for people to hear the truth, but sometimes that's the most loving thing we can do for another, is to tell them the truth as kindly as we can, but as clearly as we can. That can be a great service for the kingdom, and perhaps a service to that person that means the difference between life and eternal death. Keep asking God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? But I want to say also to all of you, bedbound, suffering, in pain, very elderly, not able to navigate this world on your own anymore, you are inestimable in your service to God. You offer your limitations, your pain, your darkness. Offer it for the salvation of those you want, or the whole world, however you want to phrase it, but offer it. Because, brothers and sisters, one day we're going to stand together before that throne, and we're going to know exactly who paid the price for us. Certainly Christ paid the real price for us, but how our friends contributed to that, our family members, that we had no idea. Brothers and sisters, in the next weeks, we're going to celebrate the grace feast of the Ascension, when God returned to his Father in glory, a sign to us of what awaits us, and that we will also celebrate the great feast of Pentecost. Over this next week, we'll prepare for it, how God wants to make us ready, even though we have the sacrament. He wants to make us ready at a deeper level to open our hearts to the gifts that God wants to use us and the ways in which he wants to work through us. So make sure you listen to these programs this weekend, the following week, because these two feasts could be very, very important for you if you've not seen them in the full light that God wants you to see them, to understand what it is that God really desires to give you and is giving you. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.